lot of areas now go to that, I go to the station tomorrow and I have something. So really spend, weeks going through that gutter. What I'll try to do is to give an overview first of some of the material which those who have heard the Shiurim all these years are familiar with, and then maybe we'll go into some new areas. All right. Much of the material I heard from my Rebbe, Soloveitchik, and of course, Heim Beis HaMeresh Blue Kiddush, was nevertheless. The first step in Agoda is Kaddish. So to the steps. What is Kaddish? Okay? What's Kaddish? Who knows? Kiddush. Kiddush. So Kiddush, Agoda starts off, the first step is Kaddish. So Kiddush is really part of Agoda. Question is, first halachically, there's a difference between the Kiddush Hayom of the night of Leil Chamisha Asar and between the Kiddush that we have all year round, Kiddush Yavin Yom Tov, Kiddush Yavin Shabbat. There's a tremendous difference between the two. What's the difference basically in halacha between the two, between Kiddush of Pesach and the other Kiddush? What's the difference? Point halacha. Kiddush Shabbat, Kiddush Yom Tov, what's the difference? What is that? Larger? In the case? No. $1 paper. All right, but halachically, before we get dollar paper, yes?
It's mine.
Okay. Ordinarily, Kiddush Hayom you can make earlier. But halacha is from Plag Mincha on, a person can make Kabbalah Shabbos, which is in the Kabbalah Yom Tov. Right? However, on Leil Chamisha Asar, on Pesach, that Halacha doesn't apply. That rule doesn't apply. The halacha is that Kiddush by Leil Pesach must be said when? The Dafka? Only when? Only at Pesach. Why is it so? Why is it different than
the other round? Okay,
enough message?
Yes? I'm not going to learn it has to be, don't make
the carbon,
it has to be a
night. The separate halacha and achilas of Pesach. What is the halacha there? Why is Kiddush dafka at night time? Why is Kiddush dafka at night time? Because it's part of what? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only when? Only at night time. How do you know it's only night time? Yochel Meresh Fedesh, the Balagot says, Yochel Meresh Fedesh. What does it mean, Yochel Meresh Fedesh? The Rambam had a little bit of a different gear today. He didn't start off with Yochel Meresh Fedesh, he started off, Ve'gadetel Levincha, Yochel Meresh Fedesh. That's the way his gear was. Because Ve'gadetel Levincha, what do you mean, Yochel Meresh Fedesh, all of a sudden? The Pasuk says, it's going on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'gadetel Levincha, so the Balagot says, Yochel Meresh Fedesh. I would think that when does Ve'gadetel Levincha begin? From Meresh Fedesh Nisan. Talmud Leimar, Bayemahu. E Bayemahu, Yachum Bayyim. That's in every step. What's Yachum Bayyim? Yachum Bayyim. So the Balagara says no. Bavuzeh, Leimar, Del Shosh, Yish, Master Mar Menachem Lachanecha. So what does it mean, Master Mar Menachem Lachanecha? So when is Master Mar Menachem Lachanecha? When? Only Balala, Aina Balala. Plus is what? So Erev Techu Master. So Erev Techu Master. Okay. Someone gets cash to take a matzah mar and put it in the daytime, is it? The answer is it's not matzah until when? It doesn't mean it's not a piece of matzah. But what does it mean? Matzah means, what's the definition of matzah? A chesed with which you can mitayin the mitzvah of matzah. That's only when? That requires laila. Before laila, the matzah is nothing. The matzah only becomes a chesed shel mitzvah when? The moment you have tasted the chosm of leil, kamisha asa. Okay. So Kiddush, the halacha is that Kiddush is part of Sipur. A raya that Kiddush is part of Sipur. How do you know? Kiddush is part of Sipur. Yes?
One of the Avotei.
This is the Magen Avraham. That's one of the Avotei. All right, so we have to understand, if that's the case, what do we have to know? Why should it be that way? Why should Kiddush be one of the avocations. Let a person make Kiddush early, and then we'll let him come home, and we'll make Kiddush first, come home early, make Kiddush, and then we'll start the avocations. Why must the first page be Kiddush Hayom? So what's the answer? Why must the first case be Kiddush Hayom? What's the answer?
Because
the idea of the
separation
of the
Tetragram is that it has
the component
of
a
God also. So you have to have that component, you have to have
this matter of that component
also.
Let's define the facts, first of all. The fact is like this. One thing you see from this is that the halacha, that when a person says that Leil Chamisha Osa is the Kiddush, that Leil Chamisha Osa has Kiddushas Hayayim, mentioning that Leil Chamisha Osa has Kiddushas Hayayim because it's the day in which we went out of the triumph, is what? Is what? Is part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Sipur. So you see that Sipur begins with what?
Okay.
You see that? You see the fact that it's the first case, right? You see the fact that it requires level. So you see that it's part of Sipur's sixth ram. Now all we have to do is define what Sipur's sixth ram is. So you see the first step of Sipur's sixth ram is what? What's the first step? To say that today that Leil Chamisha Osar has Kiddusha. Because it's Yom Shiyatzanu Mitzrayim. Correct? Okay. So what is now formed in Lumu HaBachli? So what is the formulation? What is the formulation of Sipur Tishrei? What's the formulation? Defining Leil Chamisha Osar is the beginning of Sipur. The first step in Sipur is to define Leil Chamisha Osar. That's the first step. Okay? The first step, the initial step that a person makes on Leil Chamisha Osar in defining what the secret of Yisrael is, what does he do? Is he defines the nature of the day. That's the first step. What is Leil Chamisha Osar? That's the first step. And the first thing you mention about Leil Chamisha Osar is that what? That it has Kiddush Hayayim. What is Kiddush Hayayim? What is Kiddush Hayayim? Kiddush Hayayim is Yisrael Malach. Okay? All right. That's Kaddish. Okay, next step is what, Nagara? What's the next step? Next step is Rechatz. Okay, Rechatz really is not really a step in Agada. Why isn't Rechatz a step in Agada? Because the Machlokes of Hashem was a new Rechatz altogether. So Rechatz is Halacha Mitzvah Shetayim. Rechatz is really only there because of what? Because of Karpas. Because Karpas is completely been Mashke, so therefore you have to do Rechatz. So Rechatz and Halacha is not a part of Agada. Not a part of the step, so leave that. Machlokes question about the time. All right. So the next step really in Agada is what? Karpas. What is Karpas? What is Karpas? What's the step of Karpas? What's the step of Karpas? What is Karpas?
Karpas is
for the
kids today.
What?
The kids should recognize
something different. What do you do about Karpas? Take a vegetable, dip it in salt water, and you eat it. Right? Okay. That's it? No, that's what most people think of it, but it's not. If you do it that way, really, you are in the time Karpas altogether. Karpas, that's only part of the Maisa Mitzvah Karpas. But the essence of the Maisa Mitzvah Karpas first begins after you eat it. What is the essence of Karpas? What? No? No. Not a Maisa Mitzvah, I'm talking about the simply the Maisa Mitzvah. What's the essence of Karpas? What? No. I'm talking about that for reasons. But what is the Maisa Mitzvah Karpas? People don't know what the Maisa Mitzvah
Karpas
is. Yes, what? No. That's broke. Yes. What is Karpas? What's your name?
Bring the
Kara. Taking it off. That's Allah. The Allah is by Karpas. First you take the Karpas. You eat the Karpas. And then you remove it from the table. That's the Allah of Karpas. Because when you remove it from the table, then what happens? Then you have Shalos HaBein. See, then you have Shalos HaBein. If you don't remove it from the table, you don't have any Shalos HaBein. So if you don't remove it from the table, you just ate a potato, but you don't want the time to stop it. Karpas requires that you take it off the table. Okay. Take it completely off the table. Yeah, the whole table. Excuse me? All right. So if you move it to the end of the table, I've already mentioned this. That if you move it to the end of the table, why? Because if you move it to the end of the table, what are you demonstrating? Now you're finished eating. But this man is there, it depends what kind of a table you have. If you have a table, it's a big table, everybody's surrounded, if everybody's surrounded the table, so it won't be any good to move it to the end of the table. But it's still there. See? They have to take it off completely. If you have a long table, you have a table which is very long, nobody's sitting at the end, so you move it to the end, you'll be able. But if you don't take it off, or you don't move it to the end, you just leave it there, that's not enough to stop us. What? When you take away the whole carrot. You take away the whole carrot, yes. So when you show that when you remove the whole carpot, the mice on this carpot really is culminated in removing the chaira, taking the chaira off the table. That's when you have shalos habayin. What does the bain ask? What does the bain ask? Huh? Why you remove it? Okay. Yes?
But won't you ask when you're eating a carpot with salt water?
No, because you're starting with sugar. If you don't remove it, you see, if you don't remove it, they think you're starting to eat. You're starting to eat with kappa. However, if you remove it, then he asks the question. He says, why do we eat this vegetable before the fruta? You take it off. So when you take it off, you're demonstrating you're finished. He says, what is the sa'awa? What kind of an achilah is this? That's the shalat of bank. All right. Yes. But you must have the oikmin ha-shulchan. You must have achilah ha-shulchan. That's sa'awa. Without achilah ha-shulchan, it's not kappa. Okay. Now, what is the shalat of bain? What's the shalat of bain? What is the shalat of bain? Why are you eating the karpas now before the food and you're taking it off? You're finished with it. You're just having a little food, you're not continuing with the food, and you're taking it off. You're finished. Okay. That's the way some Rishonim learn. But there's another way. Taisus wasn't satisfied with that shalat. Taisus wasn't satisfied that that's the shalat of bain. What does Taisus say? What does Taisus say? Taisus is a little complicated formulation. It's hard to understand the shalat of bain over here. What exactly it is. But Tasis learns in different. Yeah. Tasis is in Kufjas Kukya Dalad Narit Sukham. Hebrew Maskil is here in front of Masa. So he says like this. He says, Lafisha Akra Shulkhanas name Misha Aimaha Godov, I say there. He says, Kitana, we have here in front of Masa. Vakira Shulkhan Hikidechi Yishala Bain. Va'odiv Ainalai. The father answers him when the Bain asks, why are you doing this? How come you can just have this and finish? So the father answers him, Adayin Yaviyu Shulchan Masa Tibol Sheni. He answers him, it's a funny answer, but that's what they said. He answers him, they're still going to make another Tibol. Rabbein Yisha, Allah Manu Masilin Shtei Pamit. Umiyad, Tisha Eitz. Okay, that's what he says. So he says, in order that the Bain should ask, why are you going to make Shtei Tibol? So the first thing is, you take it away, so the Bain asks, why do you do it? So the father answers him, this isn't the only Tibol, but really this Shtei Tibol. The idea is to get the bane on the concept, to get him involved in the idea of what? Of tibulim. Then when he asks about the second tibul, then what do you say? Then when he asks about the second tibul, that's shalat habayin. That's the same thing. Rashbam learns simply. Rashbam learns that the bane is, all the bane is simply why did you have this tibul for? Why did you have this achila for? That's what Rashbam learns. But Tasis learns that's not enough. Tasis learns that you have to get him first to tell him that there's going to be another tibul, and then the bain asks for the tibul sheni. Why isn't Taisus satisfied with the question of tibul rishain? Why isn't Taisus satisfied with the question of tibul rishain? What's the answer? Why, according to Taisus, you have to have tibul sheni? Why not tibul rishain?
Okay.
Reason is what? What's the reason? Why is it that the bain must have the bain ask about tibul sheni? Why is tibul sheni superior to tibul rishain? Why is Tibul Sheni superior? What way is Tibul Sheni superior to Tibul Rishon? What's the answer? Because the halacha is like this. The halacha is that the Sheila Sabbein, the question is, what must Sheila Sabbein do? Simply a question? Any question? Is that Sheila Sabbein? Any question about Shinui Halailah? Is that enough? Or Sheila Sabbein must see specifically in regard to Mitzvah Halailah. The second people is Mr. Salilo. Why is the second people Mr. Salilo? What's the second people? Second people is what? But what is the second? Mora is Mr. Salilo. But the first people is not Mr. Salilo. Karpas doesn't say that already with Karpas. So the Chachamim created Karpas in order that the Bain should ask about what? About the Mora. So the Machlokes Rishonim is whether or not what? Whether or not...
The question is, any question?
Any question about an Ishinui Alayla? Or only in regard to... Mitzvah Alayla. That's the Machlokes Rishon. That Machlokes Rishon carries through to another Gemara also. Because the Gemara says later... The Gemara says later like this. Lama, the Pus says Rabban Beis. Lama Ikran HaShokhan, the Gemara says... Omar is the day Rabbi Yanai, today she accused the Nekesh the Ishalu, Abaya of Yosef Kame, the Rav Achazah, the Komadli Tako Mi Kame. So he saw that Abaya was sitting by Rabba, who was younger than him. So he said, he saw that they took the car away. Amalu, Adayan Lekach Linon, Osu Komakri Tako Mi Kame. We didn't start to eat it. What are you taking it away for? Amalu, Rabba, Pazrasan, the Lel Manashtan. Now you don't have to take any more Manashtan. So from plain shot in the Gemara, what would it indicate? Plain shot in the Gemara, which way? In favor of who? Favor of the Rashbam would it indicate that way. But Tesis doesn't accept the Gemara on the surface. Tesis says, on the spot, Kleimah, Mitech kach yovei lisho b'sh'or d'var, avo b'mash ha'shah lomo ono oikon ha'shukhan lo yifta mimar ha'shtana. So Tesis holds that that's not enough. Tesis says, through that, he can't say yes to other things also, no Gemara has mentioned. Because Tesis holds, Tesis insists, that what must the Shemus Abayim be in regard to? Only in regard to Mitzvah Salaila. Yeah, the Rambam mentions, Oitzim Shinuyim Balaila Ahu. The Rambam mentions, Perek Zion. They also come to the Master of Rosh Hashanah, so I do. The Torah Lasset Shinuy Balaila Azek, Kadei Shira Bonav Yishalu, V'yayim Ramana Shana Alayla Zemikol Alayla, Anche Yoshiv Lahem V'yayim Alayim Kach V'kach Uyur V'kach V'kach Hayo. The Ketad Nishana, what kind of difference does it make? A lot of differences around mentioned. Machalik and Chloyas, they're guys in Oitzin HaShulchan in the Snehan, different things that are mentioned in the Seder HaZorah. Different things. Chaydim Sheyech with a Chaysin, Matzah Zemi, they grab Matzah one from the other. The Kiyaytzi, the Forum Eilu, Rambo Zemesh, just mentioned, of course, around with a separate tree of, to create your own Shinuyim on that night. That's why the Rav Moshe Rabbeinu Rav Chaim used to do every year, do something different, so that the Bein would ask. That's what the Rambam. The Rambam says, even though it's not in the Seder HaZorah, one thing was done, was organized with Karpat. That was organized by Chazal specifically. But besides that, a person should make his own Shinuyim, his own creative Shinuyim, to arouse the Shalat HaBein. Apparently the Rambam held the Shalat HaBein doesn't have to be what? Shalat HaBein doesn't have to be, so he agreed with the Rashbam. Shabbos HaBein could be any Shinui Alayla. That's where the Ram holds. Ram also, when he says the Kana Ben Sheol, in Perek Shmini, when he gives the Seder, he says the Kana Ben Sheol, and then he says, you have to cause the Ben to be a Sheol. That's where you do it. According to the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, this is what Chaim mentioned, if you look at the Rambam, you see the way the Rambam says the Manashtana. Who says the Manashtana? Not the Bain. Who says the Manashtana? Listen to the Rambam. Rambam's like this. He says, Umoizgin akai sasheini v'kana bain shayo. Then the Rambam says, Va'aymer hakare. Va'aymer hakare. Manishtano alayla zem bichol alayla. Shebachol alayla atere. I don't want to read. Shebachol alayla zem amadil nafil pam achas v'alayla zeh shtei pomin. Shebachol alayla zem alayla zeh matza alayla zeh kule matza. Shebachol alayla zem alayla zeh kule shal zem alayla zeh kule shal zem alayla zeh kule tzli. Shal zem alayla zeh yorak ez zem alayla zeh yorak ez zem alayla zeh yorak ez zem Okay. So what do you see from the Rambam? The what? According to the Rambam, the whole Manishtano is not really four shalas at all. What is the Manishtano really? What is the Manashtana according to the Rambam? Shalas HaBein is one thing. The Bein has to motivate the Bein to ask Shalas about Shinui Alayla. Then the Kerei begins with the Manashtana. So what is the Manashtana actually? It is Haskalah Sikwa. The first one must be out of Kiddush. But then the Sikwa begins with Manashtana. All right, so according to the Rambam, what is the Manashtana? What is the Manashtana according to the Rambam? What are the four questions? Not questions, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's not even questions. Rambam says, Akare Emet. The Kare says, Manashtana, and he brings down the four things. So what is the essence? How would you define the Manishtana? What is the mitzvah of Manishtana? What is it? To say what? Then what do you have next? Next is Mora. Mora is a mitzvah that are upon it. Okay. Then what do you have? Under my feeling. And I just put on it. What is shtek on it? So what is shtek? What is my feeling? What is the law of my feeling? Which mitzvah is that? I got it. So really, you have three mitzvahs in the Lila. You have Matzah, you have Moror, and you have Haggadah, right? Okay, what's the last one? Shabbat Lila Sana Kun Zayyash, and the Sumer Lila Vidlam, what is that? What does it say, Lila? Demeshesh. Demeshesh. Which mitzvah is demonstration? Which is the mitzvah?
Part of Haggadah.
Correct. The last two shaylas are two parts of Haggadah. One part of Haggadah is done through Amira, that shaylas are bain, and the second part of Haggadah is through Mesubin. What is Mesubin? To demonstrate Cheres. So Cheres, Shalach of Sipur, has two forms. One is the Dibur, and one is through what? Through Maisa. That's Shalach. You must speak about it, and you must demonstrate. That's the point. So first you have Tidushayim. Tidushayim means to define Leil Chamisha Asa. What's the essence of Leil Chamisha Asa is? What is the essence of Leil Chamisha Asa? It's the Yayim Shiyesh Bei Kiddush. Then the second step is what? What's the second step? Second step is Leil Chamisha Asa is Machayev and Mitzvah. There are Mitzvahs of Leil Chamisha Asa. That's the second step. Okay? That's the way that I've got to begin. Yes. All right. That's why, if you want to be Yetzer the way the Rambam does it, so you don't only have the child say Manashtana, but the one who is clearly the Haggadah should say the Manashtana, should repeat it afterwards. So you Yetzer both say it. This way, Yetzer says the Shubh Dawai, the Pesach should the whole Dawai. The Shalat HaBay must be regarded to what? This is a Lila. But then, in order to be Yetzer, the Rambam should say that it's part of the actual Kriyat Haggadah. So therefore, the one who is the head of the Seder, the one who's organizing the Haggadah, what should he do? Saying the Haggadah, the Kerry, what should he do? He should also say the Manashtana, because according to the Rambam, the Manashtana is not Shelos Abayim at all. What is Manashtana? Denunciation. Allah is, you must denunciate what? Denunciate, formulate the Mitzvah Salaila. That's the right way to do it, really. That's the right way to do it. Have the Bain Shale, and then the Yetzer the Rambam, you should have the Kerry also say. Yes? Okay. Now it goes into the Kohen Marba Lestatus and Reza Meshuba. So you see, if you mikayim the Agad according to Moshe, it's certainly Reza Meshuba. Yes. Leil Chamisha Asa first Kiddush Vayayim, Kiddush Vayayim, and then Mitzvah Vayayim, Kiddush Vayayim, and what?
Manishtana.
Okay? Alright. Okay. Now, really, the way a lot of people look at this, they're not Mekayim, not Agada, really, in the proper manner, in the full way. Why? It's always something that bothers me, because the way people do it is everybody sits down and they all read Agada. They all read Agada. Okay, so everybody reads the Haggadah. I want to make sure everybody has it. There's one thing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? Yes? Yeah, that's for sure. They should speak about it in a language that people understand. If they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, because it doesn't matter. Lashon isn't important here. The important thing is to understand it. Shouldn't forfeit the secret because of the Lashon. That's brought down in the double question. Hard to do it. It's not important to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, Lashon is, you must understand what you're talking about. You don't do it in half the time. To be as recent as I go, they don't know what it means. It's a waste of time. Yes. But besides that, there's something else. Yes. There are different levels of sequel. Different levels of sequel. The first level of sequel is when the vein is a shale. The vein is a shale. When the vein is a shale, that's the highest level of sequel. First, actually, sequel must be done which way? How much sequel is done? It must be done in a dialogue fashion. That's all of it. The whole thing of sequel is it must be done in a manner of dialogue. That's why you have, when you have, for instance, Matzah Zushano, the Koshal Anushashvano, Pesach Matzamar. Pesach Zushano Eflin, Al Shema. Matzah Shano Eflin, Al Shema. Why always in question form? Because it has to be in a dialogue fashion. That's dialogue. Now, the highest form of dialogue is what? The different levels of dialogue. The highest form of dialogue is what? Actual questioning and answering, but which form? When the bane is a shell. Why when the bane is a shell? Why when the bane is a shell? What? And you gotta tell the Vilcha two things. It is run out like this. Aloha Gimel. Aloha Gimel really formulates what Sefer is. Perek Zayin Aloha Gimel. The Rambam is like this. In Perek Zayin of the Rambam, he gives you all the principles of the Seder. In Perek Ches, he formulates how you do it, what the order is. Okay? In Perek Zayin Aloha Gimel, the Rambam formulates what exactly Sefer is. So again. The Tzorach Ra'asei Shinui B'layla Azeh. Today Shinyura Bonav V'yishlu V'yem Manashtan Lazam Kol Lelit. Ad Sheyoshiv Lehem V'yem Alem Kach V'kach Yira Kach V'kach Oya. Then it's like this. Ein Loi Bein, he doesn't have a son, Ishtoi Shei Alotha. So his wife asks him. Ein Loi Isha, he doesn't have a wife, Shoyalin Zeh Zeh Manashtan O Halayla Azeh. V'afilu Hayu Kulam Chachon. Hoya Levadai, Shoya La'at, my Manashtan Alay Laza. Okay? Rama. Yeah. So this, how many levels do you have? Excuse me. So the Manashtana, the fourth Manashtana, when the Ram says Shoya Manashtana, it doesn't mean the whole Manashtana. You're used to understanding Manashtana means the whole Manashtana. Manashtana means you have to ask something about the Shinui Halayla. You know what I mean? Okay. Now, not the fourth thing. The fourth thing is the Zakaria. So, why does the Rambam, what are the levels? First is Bane, then what is? Next? Ishtoi, next is Kaderov, Shalazilla there. Then what is the next one?
Yeah,
then next is Atmai. Okay, four levels, right? Why? What are the four levels? First one's Bane. Why Bane? That's the brain outside. What's he say? You see, there's two things over here. My answer gives the person who asks new information. Okay? All right? Now, this factor, this is the form of sefer. Okay? So if this is the form of Sipur, you understand that by Pincha, what do you have? By Pincha, by that's by Ishtapa. By Ishtapa, you have it. Anyway, then Ishtapa. By Ishtapa, by Ishtapa, you know, he gives you new information. Assuming he's learning more than his wife, he has more information than she does. So therefore, he gives you new information. That's Ishtapa. Right? Okay. Now, what is Bain? Bain is what, really? Bain is what? Bain is what? Come on, no? Not? Bain is both. Two things. Bain is, first of all, you have the proper person, Vinha, the Gerasala Vinha, and secondly, it's the highest form of dialogue. So by Bain, he has both. By Bain, he has the highest form of dialogue, because the Bain doesn't know, so he's giving him information. And also, what is Allah? A specific Allah to whom? To the separate team of Vinha. He has the additional team of Vinha. So by the Gerasala Vinha, he's in a situation where he has a son that can understand that, can understand Agada, and he knows more than the son does. So then what? So then he's Mekayim the mitzvah on the highest form possible, because he has the kiyum of Bain, and also he has the proper performance, which means what? An informative dialogue. That's Bain. Anyway, Bain, Ishtay Shay Alakha. What is Ishtay? Ishtay isn't a separate lach of Ishtay, but Ishtay means that if you don't have what? You're missing the kiyum of Bain, so then what do you have at least? So at least you have what? A dialogue on the highest form, an informative dialogue. You understand? By Bain, he has an informative dialogue plus the Kiyum of Bain, the third is specifically Bain, right? If he doesn't have the Kiyum of Bain, doesn't mean the Mitzvah is Batlam of Uzzul. He's still keeping the Kiyum of Mitzvah, but not the Shlemuzah. The Mitzvah is not the Shlemuzah then, but still he can have what the Shlemuzah? The form of the dialogue to keep the Shlemuzah, because it's informative, right? Yes?
What if
someone sitting at the table
knows more
than that guy? So what? So then
the highest one
dialogue,
not his wife, but his friend, should be
to
his friend rather than
the
wife.
Should be to the friend? Read above. He wants to be a great king, the one knows
me.
One knows me to be a great king. But he's both. Okay. Now, then you have, after Ishtar, what do you have after Ishtar? Then Chaver, by Chaver, what is it? What is that Chaver? Chaver of assuming that they're both equal, they're both Chaver, so they're both equal. So it's not an informative dialogue, but it still is what? It's still a dialogue. You understand it? It's still a dialogue. But there's two people, no, they have dialogue, they have a shared elimination. They have dialogue. What's the last form? The last form is what?
It's the dialogue form,
exactly. Ain, it says, Hoyo, what is that? And that's if he's only by himself, so then he can't have what?
He can't have actual dialogue,
but what could he have?
The form of dialogue.
The form, question and answer. You answer yourself. Like a person who's thinking and learning. He answers a question, he gives an answer. It's a form of dialogue, but it's not actual dialogue. So how many levels can the Kayim Sipur on?
Four levels.
Okay. Now, yes?
He didn't do this.
Not yet. Okay. Yes? No, then, two questions. Let's say, for instance, the halacha is based like this. Mitzvah Sipur. The Minchas Chinuch brings down.
It's a problem.
Nobody talks about it. The Ram doesn't mention. It's just a question whether she's failed. Yes, if she should have a mind to get to the mitzvah, according to the Chinuch, the Ram doesn't mention anything about it. The Chinuch says that she is failed. Others say that she's not. It's a question whether she's paying or not. So East will say, if she knows the most, it depends. If she's paying to the mitzvah, then she should lead. If not, not. Okay, so the best thing is that the best thing would be to make sure the man knows. Yes.
If Isha wouldn't be hired, yes. Then it would be better to say it to a Chavela who has an
No, That's why the Groh did it that way, too. The Groh, no, it's not because the Groh did it that way. The Groh was carried, although he was the one that was carried, I got him. Now the question is, all right? So that's a little tricky because some people lose their machshava. Shemek has to machav every word, milah milah. That's the best way to do it. But just to make sure that what you should do is divide it up. So that's why everybody who says it's too much. And really, and probably they have the whole thing. Yes? Yeah, definitely. Shemek and Esav have to have majority. All right. Yes?
How can you have Shemek own it? If I'm saying it at the same time,
they're
supposed to be, I'm the one
saying it.
It doesn't matter.
Alright, I want to tell you one call though before I get finished with the shiur. Don't try not to make any machlekes in these things. I mean, I'm just telling you, we're learning the way you're supposed to do it. But nevertheless, I mean, it's a matter of machlekes, so better off, take a kind of minimal shiur. You might have trouble and you might not get it through there. You want to kind of.
What?
Yeah. Okay, alright.
Would you like to get more questions?
So where are we up to now? Olive, where are we up to now? Or up to Barmina. Oh, well, we skipped Yachat. We skipped Yachat. Why? Because the Gemara doesn't mention Yachat. The Rambam didn't have Yachat. That's why we skipped it. But there's some that have, so we have to go back a second. Okay? Yachat is a machlekes, whether you do Yachat or not. The Rambam said they're praying every Yachat. I was convinced that it's not in the Rambam, it's not in the Gemara, I didn't do it. But it's machlekes. Some say, oh, many get to do yachas. Machlekes is, when did the Rambam do yachas? Before the Suda. Before the Suda, the Rambam did yachas. Why the Rambam do yachas before the Suda? Why the Rambam do yachas before the Suda? What's the reason? Because the halacha is what? Huh? Onivaprusa. You have to eat a prusa, so therefore it has to be broken. Alright? Like an oni. Ma daika shal onivaprusa. That's Allah.
What's that?
Alright? So, that's why the Rambam did yachas. When did the Rambam do yachas? Before the Suda. Alright? What's wrong?
Why before the Suda?
Because before the Suda, it's ma daika shal onivaprusa. You have to do it then. But the question is why we do it before. What's the answer why we do it before? Here's the question reversed. You know what I mean? Alright? Here's the Rambam. Rambam's in Perek Ches Halacha Vav. V'acha kach, the Rambam says, Mevorech al Matzilus Yedayim, V'neipel Yad of Shenis, Sherei Yitziach Daitei, V'shas Kriyas Agadah, the Rambam's Atzir Zagadah, that's Hadas. V'lekech Shnei Rekikim, V'cholek Echad Mehen, V'neich Paras Tzeth Sholeim, The Rambam says, alright. Why do we break it before? What's the reason for Omnig? Omnig is the reason too. What's the reason why we break it before? No.
Omnig is, you see, why do we do it before? Why do we do it before? Because you have to say Matzazu Shonoichon or Shemar, right? Matzazu, which matzah do you pick up? The Prusa. So what do you see? What do we hold? What do we hold at Prusa? So we hold like this. We hold that the Allah of Prusa, the Allah of Lechamayni is Allah in the Chetzah Matzah. The Chetzah Matzah is not complete until when? It's not complete. It's matzah, but it's not complete with Teres what? The Teres Lechamayni until it's what? A Prusa. You understand what I mean? So therefore, you understand? Halacha is like this. Halacha is that God requires matzah morim unachim lefanecha. Right? Now there's a halacha of lachamani. What is lachamani? What does lachamani mean? What is lachamani? Lachamani means when it's broken. Correct? So we hold that the Haggadah must be said, Mishor sheish matzah morim unachim lefanecha. Correct? What is matzah? What type of matzah must be in the panacha? What type? Lechamayni, not just regular matzah, but matzah which also has a keem of lechamayni. The chetzah represents lechamayni. So the matzah is not bishleimus until when? Until when? Until it's broken. So therefore you have to break it when? Before you begin the agada, because the agada requires matzah marmor, not the panacha, not just matzah zu. The whole agada requires matzah marmor, not the panacha. So you must have the matzah must be what? Broken before. Okay? That's our shita. What is the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that lechem ayni is not a halach in the chetzah shal matzah. It's matzah b'shlei musa, even when it's b'shlei musa. Right? The only time, so when the Rambam picked up the matzah, he picked up a whole matzah. Right? So what is the Rambam halach of lechem ayni is? What's the halach of lechem ayni? Not halach in the chetzah shal matzah, halach in what? In the derech achila, in the mais achila. Halach in the mais achila. The mais achila must be like an ani. The ma'isa achila must be like an ani, so that's why it breaks the matzah in order that he should eat like a poor man, because a poor man eats broken bread. You understand what I'm saying? See? So the nafkamina, the machlokes harishanim over here is what? What's the machlokes harishanim? What's the machlokes harishanim? Want to know? Cain, what's the machlokes harishanim? Now listen. Is lechamayni halach in the chetzah shel matzah, or lechamayni is halach in what? If it's halach in the derech achila, so when do you break it? If it's halach in, if it's mashlim, if it's a chalei shem in the chetzah shel matzah, so then when do you have to do it? So that takes care of Yaka. Yes. What's the difference? Okay. Like it's over here. One machlekes is like this. By karpas, let's go back to karpas just for a minute. By karpas, there's another machlekes for Hashem. We eat how much karpas do you eat?
Less than a desire. But you know what you're doing. You don't need capas altogether. You're not ready to shake it. Right?
What is the
size?
What is the size?
Terry Kessel, I think.
The problem is
when the bracha achreina of the birchas hamazon will go on the, will be enough for the bracha achreina. Capas will have been the hemsik if I got to make time. Good shot. All right? Yes? What do you say?
Where's the problem?
Parak Chesalach of Beis. So according to the way we do it,
The Rambam will tell you say there, he will tell you to save time with Baruch Hashem also. Because he not gave the car pass at all. Alright?
You
want to
make a
problem? No, but the Rambam will hold less time. Rambam will hold less time. Alright? So, begin to it. Alright? The Rambam family, the Rambam says that they have to get better make nice. So, anyway, I don't want to go into that problem. The question is like this. What's the machlekes over there? What's the machlekes between the Rambam and the other sheikhs by Karpas? Everybody's very nice or not being the Kedayas by Karpas. But what is the machlekes thing? What is the Rambam hold? What's the Rambam hold? Why is Rambam hold the Kedayas? Why? Because the Gemara says, if you have less than a kizayis, it's not achila. That's the halacha. Halacha is it's not achila. That's the kizayis. And karpas, according to the Rambam, is achila. It's achila karpas, right? If it's achila karpas, how much do you require? Kizayis. Less than a kizayis, not karpas. Not achila karpas. That's why the Rambam says, kolecho defer einecho pachas mi kizayis. If it's less than kizayis, not karpas. What did the other say? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam's the main one that says. Rabbeinu Tam says, they should less than kizayis. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? What do you require? He's lacking in the Shira Achila is not there, but a Maisa Achila it is. You make a bracha on less than a Kizayis, because the Maisa Achila. Understand? Provided he had intention to eat it, not to taste it. If you intend to taste it, you don't make it a bracha. Because by Saint Tima, there's no bracha. But less than a Kizayis is a Maisa Achila. But you're lacking in the Shira of the Din Achila. You see? The question is whether you require a Din Achila or whether you require a Maisa. According to the Rambam, it actually requires din achila. Requires din achila, so then less than exayas is nothing. Everywhere there was an exayas. What? You just might need. So the fact is like this. In conclusion, practically speaking, many Kedayas Yisrael therefore eat exayas. So either way you want to do it, you do it. If you eat less than a kizayis, it has a disadvantage. You're involved in suffering brachas. But it has an advantage because you're definitely in the kind of karpas. The first way, you're not involved in suffering brachas, but you're involved in suffering brachas. The second way, you're not involved in suffering karpas, but you're involved in suffering brachas. You'll never get out of the suffering, whatever you do. That's like, suffering or not. Yes. Suffering brachas lahakel. Don't anybody walk away and say that you said over here should make bracha from your karpas. No problem. Okay. Suffering brachas, because machlekes are a shame. A big machlekes over here, whether I go to the hefsik and whether the hefsik is brachas. All right. That's already? And we're up to Maggid. Let's go. Before Mashnah. Now, it doesn't really, to a person who doesn't know, who doesn't understand the halachas, never mind the Gemara's properly. The Agud is really all mumble jumble. Can we get to the end of the case? That's when he comes out and recognizes something familiar. But until that point, he's really lost just going through one thing after another. So what I want to do is to clarify. There's a lot of points we can go through. But to clarify, first of all, I'll give you an overview of the Agud, what the Agud consists of, and then we'll go into further breakdowns. All right? Okay.
Now, we're not going to take up every detail of it. There are certain details that are problems. I mean, you understand that. But it's Tereshvapet. You have to realize you might not be able to fathom every single point. But at least we'll be able to get an overview of what the basic formulation of Agot is. So you did already mitzvah salayla, yavta varmayinu, right? All right, now let's skip a varmayinu. Tul vaktivu kulana hacham. Tul vaktivu kulana hacham. We'll start from vaktivu kulana hacham. Right? That's right after the first sentence of Varmayinu. La'afilu kulonu chacham kulonu divinem kulonu zekenim. From there, where should we stop next? We're breaking it up. Where should we stop next? Barhamapu. Where should we stop? Alright. And where? I'll tell you where to stop. You see, all this, I want you to understand, what is all this? What is all this over there? What is it? Let's take Vafilu Kulonah in the first sentence, you'll know what it is. And then you'll be able to see where to stop. Vafilu Kulonah, Chacham Kulonah, Nevanim Kulonah, Skenim, Kulonah, Yedim, Sefer, Mitzvah, and the Sefer, Israel, Chobah, Lama, Sefer, Israel, and Meshubah. That is something, now skip Maisim, skip the Maisim. Then go into Chacham, Baruch HaMachan, Baruch Shas, and Terah, Chacham, Moimer, right? Rasha, the above on him. Then Yochum Eresh Chedesh. Up to the Shosh Yesh Mata Omora Menachem Lefanecha. There is one common idea. What's the common idea? What is the base? I want you to take a look at that Agada. The main thing in Agada is, Shaila Sabain. Why Shaila Sabain? Because if there's no Shaila, there's no Limud. So therefore, I tell you the same thing right now. If you're not interested in the ideas of it, you're not going to work on it yourself. It's not going to be a Shia. It's not going to be a Limud. Just listen to what I'm saying. I mean, it's very nice. Very respectful. But that's the point. The point is that you guys should learn something. So if you take a look now inside the Agada, until the end, you tell me what the common denominator is. Until it says, Ela B'shosh Yesh Matzah Moram Menachem Lefanecha. Fine. What? Part of the area I gave you, right? There's something in common with Vafilu Kulonah Chacham and the Yochum Eresh Chedesh. What is it? What do you say? What is it? It's very simple. It's not so abstract. It's very simple. This whole area, from Vafilu Kulonah Chacham, we'll find out how Avadim Hayinu got in there. That's a separate problem, how Avadim Hayinu got in there. All right? That's why I'm not taking that right now. We'll go back later. We'll take some of the details. I want to show you the major area. From Vafilu Kulonah Chachamim until B'shosh Yesh Matzah Moram Menachem Lefanecha is really what? What is it? It's Hilchos HaLaila. It's the Shulchan Aruch of the Mitzvahs. That's what it is. You understand what I'm saying? It's the Shulchan Aruch of the Mitzvahs. That's Kala. That's what it is. All right, now take a look at this. Vafilu Kulonah, let's take it one step at a time, all right? Vafilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevinim, kulanu zekenim, kulanu yedim, etc. You understand they wrote it from the early verse. True, that's why it has all this. Mitzvah aleinu l'sap every tzias Mitzrayim. V'chol hamar be l'sap every tzias Mitzrayim, arei zeh mishuvah. Okay? So, you understand? So, what is this telling you?
Everybody has to see it.
Who is Chayat? The first step in the mitzvah. What's the first step you have to find out? Who is Chayat? What's the answer? Okay. That's the first step. All right? Okay? Now, Maisa Rebbe Elazar, I'm going to come back to this because there are many different points that we can go into. One point, for instance, is, I mean, what's the Hava Mina to say? What's the Hava Mina to say that if the person in the Chacham is part of the Shibchit Zayim, that's not better. And why, Chacham is part from Kiddush? It's a Chacham, it's not a Chacham mitzvah. Chayat, yes.
Because the whole reason for this mitzvah is because the line crosses.
Yes.
If the head of line crosses.
Okay, very good. The answer is, the question is, simple question. Afilu Chachamim Gedolim, the Rambam says. It's Chayat and Mitzvah, Shibchit Zayim.
Question is, what do you mean? You ever have me the person the Chacham is cut from the mitzvahs? Person, even a Chacham has to make Yiddish. Even a Chacham has to establish my answer. I mean, what kind of a love is it? Of course, yeah. Chacham is cut from mitzvahs. On the contrary, Chacham is the one that should exemplify mitzvahs. So why should I say over here that I feel to a Chacham? Does it have me to say a Chacham's potter? What's that mean to say the Chacham's potter? Why? Yes. No, not interesting. Because what is the mitzvah? What is the source of mitzvah you got to tell you? Not just, what do you see for it? Forget about Zion, we've been there before. Now it's something else. Well, why? Because it's a halacha of limud. It's a halacha of limud. You understand what I'm saying? The halacha is limud. Limud. Alright. Okay. The halacha is limud. Limud, you can't say by limud, for instance, by Teresh Baal Peh. What's the halacha? Let's say, for instance, a person can learn 10 hours a day. 10 hours a day by Hasmada. But without a Rebbe, he'll open up his mind to learning. A person can learn 1 hour a day, and he'll gain more knowledge in that 1 hour. He could learn with their Moshe Feinstein and stand with him alone. Where's his mitzvah Talmud Torah? 10 hours a day or 1 hour a day? What do you say? 10 hours a day? Wrong. 1 hour a day. 1 hour a day. Without any question. Why? Because the mitzvah is what? Limud. It's a lack of limud, of gaining knowledge. Limud. It's not a quantitative mitzvah. It's not a maisi yeshiva, eitel ha-shulchan, eitel ha-sefer. That's not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is limud. So if you could learn in 1 hour, you can gain one estimation of tomorrow. Five year chad yemen over there. The person traveled 6 months. Learn yeshiva one day. He wasted a lot of time. But why did he do it? Because limud means knowledge. The way he had it worked out, he gained more knowledge that way than if he sat out. So therefore, the mitzvah Talmud Torah is limud. Understanding, gaining knowledge. If you gain more knowledge in 1 hour, that's the mitzvah. If you gain less knowledge in 10 hours, it's 99% mitzvah. So if it's limud, if it's gaining knowledge, so then the question is, a Chacham Gadol, it's not Shaykh, he knows it already. It's impossible for him. Right? He's a Chacham. Just a second. He's a Chacham. He knows secrets of Svarim already. He heard it last year, the year before. He has all the Svaras already. He knows all the backwards and forwards. So therefore, you'll say he's Potter. Right? So why is he Chayev? Now we have to understand why is he Chayev. So why is he Chayev? Why is he Chayev? Why is he Chayev? There's two possibilities. One possibility of limud is, one type of limud is learning a certain set of ideas. It's limud, a certain set of ideas. Okay? Alright? That's one limud. But then there's another type of limud. Another type of limud is the person should involve himself in Talmud Torah. That type of limud means there's no set ideas, but the mitzvah is to involve yourself in the mice of Talmud Torah. And the idea, in that area, it ends. Why? Because it's not shaykh that a person should reach a point, ain't based on medrash, but like chiddush. There's no such thing as even Chazal, when they sat down to learn, they're always in the chiddush. No matter who the person is, if it's limud, certain set ideas, certain set formulas, then he's a potter, because he knows them already. But over here, the mitzvah of limud is to do what? Mitzvah of limud is to involve himself in the Indian, to investigate the area. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sipur is to investigate the area. Investigate the area, then even the greatest chacham. Why? Because even the greatest chacham is disappointed. You understand? Rav Mina was a set amount of ideas. Certain ideas. You went on a mitzvah, you did this. Look, a certain set of ideas. So what? Excuse me? If it's set ideas, then he has it. Because limud over here is just like limud of Teresh Baal Peh, which means to investigate the area. If it's to investigate the area, then it's that ain't safe, then it's no end to it. Okay, because you understand that the Teresh is infinite. That's why the Baal HaGadol brings down, just a second. That's why the Baal HaGadol brings down Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harenik ben Shivim Shona. The question is, of course, Harenik ben Shivim Shona, what's it doing over here? I mean, this has to do with Yitzhak Mitzvah, Yitzhak Mitzvah. The Lord Zachiti Shetei Omer Yitzhak Mitzvah and Balelis. What are they referring to? Anybody know that that is? It's a mission in the first part of the prophet. It's referring to the Vayayana, the last parish in Krishna. That's nothing to do with Yitzhak Mitzvah. That's nothing to do with Leil Chamishas, with Yitzhak Mitzvah. So why does he bring it down? Arei Nikvah Shiva Shana Balelis. Zachiti Shetei Omer Yitzhak Mitzvah and Balelis. What does it mean? He didn't know. The Rambam explained, Krishna Mishnayat. It doesn't mean that he didn't know that he said Pasha Chayema. That's impossible. I mean, it seems everybody said Pasha Chayema from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should he? What's his question? The Lai Zachisi Shetayamad Rambam says it means, I never understood. I never knew the remnants for it. Achidarsha Ben Zayma. You understand? So you see that even a Chacham Gadol, like Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, when he went through the Haggadah, what occurred to him? A new idea occurred, a new thought. He saw, even the Chacham Gadol, like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, saw, even though he knew the halacha clearly, but still there was one point he didn't know. One point he didn't know, until he heard the Ben Zenda Darshan Awa. That's what it means. So it means to say, because a Chacham, when he involves himself in an area, you'll always find an additional point. That's why it's working. Okay, but we'll get back to the whole area. A lot of problems in this area. I just want to get that one thing. What is it? What is basically this first part? Is the mitzvah halacha. This is the Shulchan Aruch. So really, to start off again, the beginning of Sefer is what? Kiddush Hayayim, mentioning the day is different. Kiddush Hayayim. Next is what? Mitzvah Salayla, right? Mitzvah Salayla, and the third step is what? Third step? Explaining the halachas. That follows from Mitzvah Salayla, you understand? Possibly, explain the halachas. Okay. Yes.
Well, at this point, that,
this. All right, so the first thing is who is Chayav. That's the first thing, right? First thing is who is Chayav in the Mishnah? Who's Chayav? Everybody's Chayav. Okay. Now, what do you have next? There's more detail, I'm going to come back to it later. Next is Chacham Olimer, Rosh Olimer, Tom Abarbanim. What's the Abarbanim? What is the Abarbanim? First one is who is Chayav? What's the second one? Abarbanim. What's the Abarbanim? Come on, everybody's there. Who is Chayav? How to perform the mitzvah? We'll go what the Abba Banim is. When I come back, I just want to give you an overview. The Abba Banim is how to be Mekayim the mitzvah. All right, how? Is it specifically one way? No, it depends on the vein. Chacham is one tshuva, and Rosh is different tshuva. Tom and Shane is different tshuva. Okay? That's how. Now, the next thing is, what is Yochum Rosh Chedesh? What's Yochum Rosh Chedesh? When? All right, so basically, it's who is Chayav in the mitzvah, how to do the mitzvah, and when to do the mitzvah. You see the order? Okay. Now Mitzilah. Now from Mitzilah on, we're going to skip again. Because Mitzilah is a problem, what Mitzilah really is. If I have time this year, I'll go through and show you what exactly it is. Mitzilah, you take the Chav Maya Vaseinu, is a machlokes, whether you say this or not. Most of the Shemar is machlokes, whether you say it or not. Because there's Rav Zagod and there's Shmuel Zagod. Rav says, you say Mitzilah, when the Mishnah says, Maschil Lignus, and the Tzayim B'Shevach, so it's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. One says that it's a bottom of Inu, and the other one says that it's Mitzvah is there, but it's all right. So there's two Agadas. So we say both. All right. That's the Mitzvah, as far as we're concerned, was just there in order to negate the Rav. But really, Meitra Adin, your Yetz already with Avodah Ma'ina. So we'll leave that go, okay? Maschil B'Gnos and Mishayim B'Shevach. All right? Okay.
Is that it?
Yes. So where are we up to? Now we'll do it like this. So we'll let this go. What the Ashkala is, how it works. I just want to break down that go to friends. Then we'll come back to the detail. The Hishamba is really the Ashkala of what? Of Tehlamat. The next step in our God is Tehlamat. Alright. So where does Tehlamat end? Tell me, where does Tehlamat end? Do you know?
That's tough.
Correct. Take a look. What is Tehlamat? How does it work, Tehlamat? Anybody know how Tehlamat works? What is Tehlamat? Yes? I know about that. But what do you do? Show me how it works. What? Where's that got over here? Everybody, I read that got it. Go ahead, Hoffman, read it. What? Just like this. Yeah. Sail my biggest loving around the last of the Akavino. The Carla Gozel or Carla Long Biggest Lack of the Carl. Shinemar! Shinemar, where's the emphasis? The emphasis on Shinemar. Arami Oyvei Ovi, Parshas Keturim. Arami Oyvei Ovi, Vayeret Mitzrayimah, Vayagar Shem Mitzrayimah, Ot, Vayisham Lagoy Godo Otsum Vorah. Have you got it? That's the Pasuk. So Arami Oyvei Ovi is a Parshas in Vorim, Parshas Keturim. Arami Yerushem, Vayeret Mitzrayimah, Vayagar Shem Mitzrayimah, Vayisham Lagoy Godo Otsum Vorah. Now take a look at what happens next. Vayeret Mitzrayimah, what does it say? Honest Alpia Dibor. Vayogashom, Elamish Vayeret Mitzrayimah, it's a Logosham, right? Shem, fine. Next is what? Been saying Ma'od, Kimash and Emma. What are we doing? Typing in the Pasuk. Every word in the Pasuk. Arami Yoved Avi was typed up already from Matikish Lov and Arami, correct? Then you had what? Vayered Mitzrayim was the second phrase in the Pasuk, right? On us up here, Dibur, the third phrase is Vayogashom, Yitaisha Vayogashom, Vayogashom, Shinem, Alamish Vayogashom, Vayogashom, Mitzrayim, that's Vayogashom. Next is what? Vayarisham bin Seymaot, so bin Seymaot, Kamashinem, Bashir Nefesh, right? Vayisham Lagoy Gado, next is Vayisham Lagoy Gado, Malamish Loyayu, Shayu Yisrael Mitzyanisham, Gadu Vaatsum Shinema, and there's so far Yisrael Yasma, right? The Rav Kamashinema, that's the end of one Pasuk, alright? That's one Pasuk, and there is Arami Yavid Avi, Vayarit Shaymo, Vayarisham Seymaot, Vayisham Lagoy Gado, Vatsum Varah. They take the Pasuk of the Torah, and what do you do with the Pasuk? And you darshan it. From where? From where do you darshan it? From Tereshah Balfeh. Okay? You take the pasuk and you interpret the pasuk. Then it starts again. Next pasuk. Parshim Kermesser Rupsukim. Vayereh Estona Mitchum Vayan Nunu. Vayitun Lena Vedekosha. Next pasuk. Now we break it down again. Vayereh Estona Mitchum Kumashin Emar. Right? Avon Eschakmala. Vayan Nunu Kumashin Emar. Vayitun Lena Vedekosha. Vanitra Kelodashon Kevesenu. Right? Again, the breakdown. Everything is broken down. You understand? Alright? That's a Malayna, a Labonim, that's not a Tenu. Okay. Next puzzle, fourth puzzle. Vayetan Hashem Mitzrayim, the Yochasokov, Israel, the Tuyov, the Maragon, the Vaisu Maisa. Again, the breakdown. Vayetan Hashem Mitzrayim, Vayetan Hashem, that's Russia. Alright? Vavadra, right. The Yochasokov, the Yadeva. Because as Vayetan Hashem Mitzrayim, that, now we explain that. What is the Yochasokov, we explain that. What is the Israel, the Tuyov, we explain that. Okay? What is Baisais and what is the Maisa? So explains that what? Okay, fine. Then you bring the markets. So it ends, where does the end of the Russia of Parsha end? And where? By Esa Markets. Okay. So the halacha is, so that's the second part of, that's the next part. That's the next part of the halacha. That's the next part of the halacha. The next part of Agadah is what? What is it? What is it? How do you define it? What is it? Parsha Mekorim, yeah, but what is it? Alright, I'll tell you what else. Alright, yeah, right. Okay. There was a minig in the time of the game. You know what they used to do? And it would sound like in the first sentence. They would take Boy, take Shemites, and they wanted to be kind of stupid to Shemites, so they read through the people straight through the Shemites. What could be better to start from Shemites and go through to the end of Mashallah? Right? You'll have the whole secret of Israel was beautiful presentation to what you want to have. The game is for that spirit, not the curses to do that. Why is that?
Who did it?
Why is it Kira?
Not with Tereshah Balfeh.
Now, one part of Haggadah is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, Limud. What does Limud mean? Limud means what? Limud means always what? Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Without Torah Shebalpeh, and Torah Shebiksav is not Limud. The minig, that minig was a minig of Apikorsen that they used to read from the beginning of Shemais called the Shalach. Why? Because they deny, why did they do that? Because they deny the Perish of Alpeh. That's why I said Tira. Tria Satera, this Marneno, I mentioned earlier before, is incomplete. Why is it incomplete? Because his mana Chazal had they used to learn. They used to learn with the Tirgum. Why do you have to have Tirgum? Why? Perish of Alpeh. Shnai Mikvecha Targum still do today. Why do Shnai Mikvecha Targum? Because you must have a minimal amount of Tera Sheb Alpeh, and Tirgum is a minimal amount. You understand the thing? So therefore, this part of the Haggadah is what? What is this part of the Haggadah? Teresh about that. Teresh b'ksav im teresh about that. Limud. All right? So you had halacha first, and then you had limud. What's the question? After that, you have Yesi Aglili. Now, from Yesi Aglili, we're going to skip from Yesi Aglili through the end of the till the end of the Yenu. The Rambam doesn't have it, but that's not the reason why I'm skipping. I'm skipping it because It's not really a new part. It's a hemshich of the other things. I'm letting you go, okay?
He's skipping about himself. Right. That was part of the...
Dayenu. All
right.
Ready? Dayenu. That's it. Now, Rabbi Gamliel HaYemer. Rabbi Gamliel HaYemer. You got it? Next part is Rabbi Gamliel HaYemer. And next part I got him. Rabbi Gamliel HaYemer. Yes.
Well, that's part
four. So you have to know what the Ikar of God is and what is added later. The Ikar of God was until the end of the Nishim. That's it. Okay? That's the end of it. Now the next part is Rabbi Gamliel. There's something in between. Right now I just want to point out to you the main ideas that I got. And then the small part will go through later. You have to understand the main concept. The Ikar HaGadah was only from the Tzachadash Bachav. Later that was the end of the question. Okay, I'm not sure you should say it, but in understanding the HaGadah, we have to break it down in Svarah. I will go step by step. Okay. Now the next part begins with Rabbi Gamliel Ayana. What is Rabbi Gamliel Ayana? What is Rabbi Gamliel Ayana? Kol Shalei Oma. Everybody thinks Kol Shalei. Everybody hollers that over here. Kol Shalei Oma. Everybody hollers that. Everybody hollers that. Pesach Matamar. No. Kol Shalei Oma doesn't mean you don't say it. Kol Shalei Bier. Shalei Shibwar Melu V'Pesach Layatzi V'Chavatzai. The word Oma is used over here initially. It doesn't mean Oma. Say it. Nobody's going to jump and say Pesach Matamar. Okay. So, Rav Gamliel used to say, what's Rav Gamliel Tawacha? What is this next part? This is the last, the closing part of Ayvar actually. What is it? What is it? No, Rabbi Shalom, what is it? It's explaining what? See for Yetzias Mitzrayim through what? Through Mitzvahs Halayla. Okay. It's see for Yetzias Mitzrayim through Mitzvahs Halayla. That's what it is. Okay. First, you just had already see for Yetzias Mitzrayim through what process? Through Talmud Torah, right? Now you have it through what? Through mitzvah salala. Rabbi Gamliel says like this, that if you don't formulate sikur yitzias mitzrayim through mitzvah salala, then you're not yetzi yedei vasai. Because sikur yitzias mitzrayim is incomplete unless you correlate mitzvah salala to the sikur. You understand? To the sikur. By the way, it's machlekes Rosh Hashanah. That's the plain shot. Most Rosh Hashanah that way. It comes out that if you don't do this, what are you lacking in? What are you lacking in? Doesn't mean you don't have a mitzvah. You're lacking mitzvahs. There's a Ramban that says no. It says you're lacking in the mitzvahs themselves. That the mitzvahs, that the achilas matzah is incomplete unless you had already seen about it. Oh, that's a question. But the basic trap in the Agada is that if you don't do, you're lacking mitzvahs. So you have sipas is trying through mitzvahs. By the way, over here, Al Shimol, for instance, you say over here, Pesach Shereichon Avetenu Bisman Shebeshmishkayim Al Shimol. Al Shemah, Matzah Shemah, Al Shemah. If I would ask you, why do you eat matzah? Well, that's about what you say. Why do you eat matzah? Well, that's about what you say. What do you say? Because yeah, by our tefillah matzahs. What does the Baal HaZeh say? Why? What's Rambam Gamliel say? What? Why? What do you see from this? What do you see from this? What? Something that you guys can get out of your system because we held you back for a whole year. Yes. What is it? That's right. The why. The philosophical why. Remember what I say on next why? You only ask what? Over here, I'll let you ask why. See?
Why?
See this why? Pesach, Shoyo Echlin, Bizman, Shabesh, Nidash, Kayam, Al Shumma. Why? You can't say because there's Shinema, the last of Pesach, Balala, the last of Pesach, Achilles, the last of Pesach. Can't say, you can't quote the Pesach if there's a, Pesach Bahara. You can't quote the Pesach in Rehe. You can't. Why? can't quote from regular halacha is you must know not only the mitzvah, the machayev of the mitzvah, but you must know why you are machayev of the mitzvah. The philosophical why you must know.
Sure.
That's what the halacha tells you over here. Okay? That's by Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. That's the halacha. You have to know the philosophy of the mitzvah also. It's not enough just to know what the halacha is. There's a chiyuv to know why over here.
Okay?
All right, that's the end, really. That concludes the first part of the Haggadah. Now, there's only one more part before the case. One more part before the case. What's the next part before the case? Where did it start with? Fortunately, the print over here was right. The Pikach in big print, right? All right, what's the next part? Next part is Halach. Next part. What's the Mechayev and Shelach? What's the Mechayev and Shelach? What's Mechayev and Shelach? No, Mechayev and Shelach is an introduction. Bechol Dor V'Dor. The whole Davador, Chayav Adam Nira, says, Atmoy, Shilu, Yotam, and Mitzrayim. All right? So the Machayav in Shira. What's the Machayav in Shira? The fact that Shira, apparently, she keeps the Chayav in Shira unless it relates to you. So therefore, it's Chayav Adam Nira, says, Atmoy, Shilu, Yotam, and Mitzrayim. You must realize that it's as if you must realize it's as if you went out of Mitzrayim. If he realizes that, then what is he Chayav? And that goes, that's the last part. The chiyuv of Hallel is the last part somewhere. Somewhere from going to Israel. And you couldn't say the second, you couldn't read the second case. Okay? Couldn't read the second case. Yeah. Excuse me. Shira. Lefikach anachnu chayav lo, it's much because it refers to you. It doesn't refer to you, then it's not Shira. Shira can't be somebody else, I think you. Okay. Now, so it turns out like this. So it's not like this, by the way. Where do you pick up the case? Where do you pick up the case, by the way? At the bottom? Yes. Where do you pick up the case, Nagara? Which point, Nagara? Nagara? Which point, Nagara? Which point, Nagara? Alright, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says pick it up on the Pika. Why? Because he holds that the halacha is that you require Shira, Shira must always be on the case. That's why you pick it up on the Pika. But Rav Chaim used to pick it up by the Manishtar. So Chaim held the whole Haggadah, she said, I would say. This is what I wanted to do today, was just to give you the basic outline. Now you have the outline. Tomorrow we'll go into more depth into what it's all about. But today you have the basic outline. The spots I'll look at. What do I start off with? First thing is what? Kiddush Hayim. The halacha is to define Leil Chamish Asar. So the first thing is Kiddush Hayim. The next thing is what? What's the next thing? Mitzvah Halayla. That's second. Third is what? Third is Hilchais Halayla. Hilchais Halayla. Fourth is what? I go through Limud, which means Parashat B'Ksav and Parashat B'Ksav. And the fourth one is what? I go to Sikur, which is trying through Mitzvah Salilah, right? And the fifth is what? Is Halel. Okay, that's it.